Arizona's unemployment rate has been just below 5% for the past few months. In March, the industries adding the most jobs were leisure and hospitality, trade, transportation and utilities, and professional and business services. But some employers, both in Arizona and elsewhere, have complained that while they have openings, they can't find qualified workers to fill those jobs. Joining me to talk about this is Joe Fuller. He's a professor of management practice at the Harvard Business School, where he runs the Managing the Future of Work project. He's also a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. And Joe, how significant nationwide is this seeming mismatch of available workers and the types of skills employers need their employees to have?
It's quite significant, and it's growing, Mark. There are a number of explanations for it, the two most compelling being the nature of work is changing in a lot of jobs. It's becoming more technical and more demanding, and that feeds the second problem, which is that the educational institutions that provide the vast majority of our new workers or reskilled workers are just having a very hard time keeping up with that pace of change.
Do the educational institutions generally know what they have to do and they're not able to do it, or are they sort of catching up on knowing what they need to do?
It's a mixed bag, but generally speaking, educators and employers do not have a firm enough set of links and kind of communications channels to make sure that the demand side and the supply side, if you will, educators, are really up to speed. And you put that together with the type of budget constraints that a lot of educational institutions are facing. Certainly nothing that has to be explained twice to an Arizona audience. You have a real challenge for educators to keep the pace.
Is this a new problem, that there seems to be this lack of adequate communication between education and business?
Well, employers have been complaining about the inadequacy of the skills of aspiring workers, probably going back to the Articles of Confederation. Having said that, the problem seems to have gotten decidedly worse in the last decade or two, and particularly the last 10 years. And I think the biggest explanation for that, Mark, is that the rate of technological innovation and automation has expanded in all sorts of different jobs. So what's happened is a lot of jobs that would be familiar to our parents or even our grandparents now suddenly have a technological element that's really only been introduced in the last 5 to 10 years, and that requires everyone to step up their game to be qualified to do those jobs.
Yeah, so what kinds of things are businesses and educational institutions trying around the country to try to sort of get that communication up and running and make sure that educational institutions are putting out the kind of workers that businesses can hire?
Well, there are several types of approaches that are proven to work. The most common is something called a work-based learning opportunity. It can take a lot of forms. People will, for example, be familiar with the idea of apprentices, but it can be a co-op program, an apprenticeship program, a paid internship. But all of those things have the same thing in common, which you take someone who is preparing for a job, studying in a program or a certificate, for a certificate degree or for an associate's degree, and they have an opportunity as part of their education to work in the actual environment that they're training for.
Are there some fields where the technology is changing so rapidly that it's almost hard for schools, even if they know what they have to do, to be able to keep up with helping students get the newest technology to move into the workforce?
That's a really great question, Mark, and it's one that educators and employers are going to have to think about in the future. The rate of change in some of these industries is so great that particularly educators' first task is to prepare someone for the workplace in terms of what are called essential or soft skills, showing up on time, workplace communications and workplace etiquette, but basic skills that apply to lots of different jobs, and those hard skills, how do I actually use this machine or use this software, use this device. But rather than try to guess what the state of the art is going to be, really making sure that person has got excellent command of the basic phenomena in the workplace, what are the basic processes trying to achieve, what are the core technologies involved, and therefore allowing that person to enter the workplace only maybe at the opponent's 20-yard line, pretty close to being in the money, but still needing some additional training on the specific machines and equipment that are in that workplace.
So it sounds like you're saying that students kind of need to understand the theory behind it and sort of the basic operation of how this kind of machine would work, even if they don't know the specific machine or the specific software program.
Exactly. And the other thing, and this is going to sound like a bit of a trite kind of hackneyed phrase, but one of the most important thing an educator convey to somebody is not just that basic familiarity with the process and the concepts, but also they can teach them to be a good learner. Because if you look at the rate of change in these technologies, we see that incumbent experienced workers are often having to master 2, 3, 4 new technologies, new applications, new software packages, new nuances to their role every year. Having somebody that is interested in, motivated to work in a workplace, understands the basic phenomena, understands the core technologies, and understands not only how to do it, but understands it well enough so when the next new thing comes by, they have a pretty good running start as to how that's going to fit in and much more quickly able to get productive in using that new technology that's coming into the workplace.
All right. Joe Fuller is a professor of management practice with the Harvard Business School. Joe, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoyed it.